Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Monday morning to you. It is 7:41, 57 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download the free WRHI app or join us on Facebook. We're live there Monday through Friday from 9 a.m., from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. Lucas, over the weekend, I was just looking at some numbers from New York, and one thing that has really spiked to records not seen since 9/11, the number of 911 calls and emergency management. And I thought, who better to share from a local perspective than Alan Brandon, Public Safety Director for York County, and he is with us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Patty and Lucas. How are you?
We are hanging in there.
We're here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well with some extra precautions for all the employees here and just trying to answer all the calls to accommodate all our citizens and travelers.
Well, that's what we wanted to know. Of course, coronavirus, we are seeing it impact South Carolina. And here locally, have you seen an increase in the number of calls and type of calls that you're receiving?
We haven't really noticed an absolute increase in calls, but some of the calls that we have received are in regards to maybe the governor's orders. These are kind of some of the strange calls that normally we don't get. However, with him putting out an order of three or more banning people from being together in certain environments, that has spiked some calls. But as far as our EMS calls, fire calls, and just normal police calls throughout the day, they haven't spiked other than some of the call types may have changed, because there's a lot of people are social distancing and staying at home to respect some of the orders. It hasn't really spiked any of the calls for us at this time.
Alan, regarding the calls that you've received following the governor's executive order, were those people calling to alert first responders that, hey, there's a gathering of three or more, or are they calling because they're confused and that's really not what they need to be calling 911 for? They can call their law enforcement officer for that.
Yeah, that's what they're calling for, is making sure that the police are aware that there's some unlawful gathering in certain places. So that's pushing our police to a new extreme and maybe running some of those calls. But as far as the medical side and the fire side, which does assist with EMS calls, those calls have not really spiked at this time. However, we do stay busy in those areas.
Any calls for toilet paper? Apparently, in some cities, there have actually been some calls for the lack of toilet paper and the emergency need.
I think we receive more calls about frustration than more than other things, but no toilet paper this time.
Okay, well, that's good. It makes me feel better about our citizens.
Well, Alan, here's an opportunity. If you want to remind folks again the importance of calling 911 when there's an emergency situation arising, and not because you're bored and self-quarantining yourself at the house and want to call someone and talk to someone on the other end. But if you want to kind of just remind folks again the importance of how vital that line of communication is and to keep that open for the right channels.
I appreciate that, Lucas. That's correct. We certainly are a lifeline to our community, and if people have truly serious illnesses or serious needs, we want them to be able to call police, fire, medical units to assist them. Just for the run-of-the-mill calls, things like that, that maybe they could wait or go see a care provider at some other time, we'd appreciate them not making that call and calling. With the CDC and DHEC putting certain guidelines, they have a ton of information on their website. But if it's COVID-related, certainly look at the website and try to figure out, do I need to go somewhere, call, because typically they will give you great guidance on what to do. But as far as just calling, there are plenty of resources out there to where if you need something, you can always call 211. But if it's a medical alert or it's a matter for law enforcement or fire, please give us a call, because that's what we're here to do, is to ensure that everybody's safety throughout your county is first and foremost.
Yes, protection of those on the front line is top priority. Has it changed some of the questions and protocol that you ask when people call in?
Yes, just even over the weekend, Governor McMaster has changed some of the protocols. Actually, he put the 911 centers kind of in the front of that. We changed probably a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks, to put some COVID questions into our 911 protocols when people call. But now we have to, if somebody calls into the 911 center and they're asking for service, whether it's police, fire, or medical, we have to ask certain questions. And basically those are, has anyone been involved in the last 14 days outside of the country, or does anyone have a fever or cough for trouble breathing, or do they think that they've been diagnosed, or have they had COVID or been previously diagnosed with that? So we've asked probably additional 3 calls. But I want to say that when someone calls our center, they're talking to a call taker. So any of the information, if you're saying, just please get me help, there's someone else that's actually dispatching that call. So the person you're talking to isn't dispatching. They're gaining information, all of the information that's important to the first responders, and they're receiving it over a device inside the vehicles.
That's good to know. And I know precautions are being taken for those folks that work inside the 911 call center here in York County, because they truly are on the front line of defense as well and following all of those rules.
Yeah, we have changed some things here. It's kind of different. Certainly, we have made a number of changes here and overly emphasized, and probably for the last month, about washing hands and making sure that you and your family are healthy. Because we know that if 911 calls aren't answered or we're having issues here, we're certainly not getting the assistance to our citizens that we need to.
Mm-hmm. What about your staff? Are you fully staffed? Do you foresee requiring more staff? Or what is the situation with the needs within you guys that you have?
We're not quite fully staffed. We do have a few positions open, or 2 to be exact, but we do have 3 in training. But they've been, our training process is 6 months, as we've talked about that before. But certainly we have adequate staffing at this time. We also have some additional planning that if something were to happen, we can switch over to as well, because we've been planning for this at least for the last month or so, and certainly we're in good shape there. But you never know what these times are calling for and how quickly COVID may spread. So we're praying the best for everybody, but we have taken a number of precautions here, specifically starting even before you walk in the building. You know, everybody has to wash their hands to at least come into the building. So that's one thing that we have that's inside, and then the disinfecting that goes on throughout the day, and not only throughout the day, but at the beginning or end of shifts. But we have a great, loyal, dedicated staff here. They're looking certainly forward to every day, but they can't wait for us to get through this certain period and segment time.
We are with your staff on that thought right there. Alan, thank you so very much being with us this morning. And you have such a calming voice.
Yeah.
I feel better already just hearing directly from you there at Public Safety. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys. And thank you for WRHI with all the information and things that you're putting out there for the public to be aware of.
All right. Have a good Monday, sir.
All right. You too.